First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the crash of the industrial world. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. President Barack Obama's favorable ratings plummeted this morning on news that a major hurricane was approaching the U.S. East Coast. 7 out of 10 Americans who watched Fox News strongly disapprove of the president's handling of hurricanes. According to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Obama administration has done nothing to protect job creators from hurricanes. We think, they said, it may be an impeachable offense. Republican House Speaker John Boehner said that he could not remember any hurricane striking the U.S. heartland while George Bush was president. He attributed this to the Bush tax cuts for job creators. Presidential nomination candidate Michelle Bachmann had a different take. "There is no hurricane," she declared. "This is just another August surprise. The president's numbers drop and bingo, there's a hurricane. Coincidence? I don't think so." "If I am elected president," she went on, "I promise there will be no hurricane damage during my administration." Candidate Mitt Romney steered a middle course. "Is there a hurricane?" he asked. "I don't personally know," he answered. "There might be one, but I'm not going to spend billions of dollars saving people from something I don't personally know about. Sarah Palin announced that she was taking her One America bus tour to Ocracoke Island to meet the hurricane, if there was one. "We mama grizzlies aren't afraid of a little wind," she said. Asked how she was going to get her bus to an island with no bridges to the mainland, she said, "I am so tired of these gotcha questions. Would you ask me that if I was a man?" For his part, President Obama said he was willing to discuss responsibility for the storm and was in negotiations with it. "We've offered to give it the Outer Banks," he said, "in exchange for it taking it easy on New York City. We think that's fair. You have to be flexible in these things." For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.